KQED.
Well, you won't find it on the LA County Chamber of Commerce website, but the San Fernando Valley has a very big porn industry. And earlier this year, Los Angeles became the first city in the nation to require male adult film actors to wear condoms while performing. But that landmark law doesn't apply to film studios. Well, now a measure on the ballot is aiming to require the LA County Health Department to enforce condom use at all adult film shoots countywide, studios included. From Los Angeles, KPCC's Stephanie O'Neill has the story.
It's called Measure B, and it's backed by the LA-based AIDS Healthcare Foundation. That's the same organization that early this year pressured the Los Angeles City Council into adopting the nation's first law that requires adult performers to wear condoms during film shoots that take place outside of studios. Michael Weinstein is president of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. He says requiring condom use in porn is good policy.
You really can't argue that people who go to work at a job, you know, ought to be putting their health at risk. We put a thing at the conclusion of film saying that no animal was hurt in the making of this film. I mean, we can't say that about these films when it comes to people, real life people.
People like Darren James. He's a well-known former adult film performer. In 2004, his life and career crashed down around him.
I was going to just try to put myself back in school and save my money and get out. And the worst thing happened is, like, right at the time when I signed a contract, I contracted HIV.
How did you get notified?
Well, basically, I got a phone call over right before the weekend, from what I remember, and it was just devastating that I was numb because I figured, what, chlamydia? Now I got HIV.
James, now 48, was at the center of a highly publicized HIV outbreak that for a month shut down the adult film industry based in LA's San Fernando Valley. Three female actors who performed with him were also found HIV positive.
If you're working, you're going to get something eventually, that amount of exposure. And a lot of people tell you they never got nothing, it's a bunch of BS.
Today, James works as an HIV counselor for the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. He, too, supports the mandatory condom laws, which are intended to police the industry with random inspections by health workers paid for by higher adult film permit fees. But at the moment, despite the new LA City condom law, no inspections have happened. The city's waiting to see first if Measure B passes, which would instate the broader county law. Either way it happens, adult industry officials fear the requirement will do more harm than good.
This law will actually hurt performers more than it will help.
Diane Duke is executive director of the Free Speech Coalition. That's the trade association for the adult entertainment industry that's long opposed mandatory condom use among its performers as unnecessary regulation. The rate of sexually transmitted diseases is lower among the industry's sex workers than among populations with similar demographics. She says that's due largely to stringent testing protocols the industry adopted after the 2004 outbreak involving Darren James. Since then, she says, there's been no transmission of HIV within the industry.
What we have in place works. Undermining what we have in place and the self-regulation that we've imposed into the industry goes by rigidly is unfortunate, and by mandating condoms and trying to regulate from outside, I think it's only going to hurt our performers.
Duke says mainstream adult film producers require all actors to undergo STD testing every 28 days. The results are then registered in a database that determines whether a performer is eligible to be called for work. Duke fears the condom requirement is government overreach that will only hurt the estimated 1,000 to 1,500 adult film performers who work in the LA porn industry.
We'll be looking at possibly diminishing the protocols that are in place, and it's going to make our performers much less safe than they are now.
Or, she says, the industry may go underground with productions or leave Los Angeles County altogether, taking with it an economy that's been estimated at $1 billion. Duke says the recession, free internet porn, and piracy have cut the industry earnings by about half. And she says mandatory condom laws are certain to erode profits even further. That's because most viewers prefer buying and watching films in which performers act without condoms, she says. But Michael Weinstein of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation disagrees.
I don't think that, you know, people are going to be so horrified by that little piece of latex that they're not going to be willing to purchase these films.
While Weinstein acknowledges the greater popularity associated with condom-free adult films, he believes neither the L.A. city law nor L.A.'s County Measure B will hurt profits in any way. For the California Report, I'm Stephanie O'Neill in Los Angeles.